Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
Here we go.
News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT, the Brett Winterble Show, alongside the coach, Matt Doherty, in the house. Coach, it's very tricky out there.
It's always tricky. Every Wednesday is tricky.
It gets a little trickier as the show goes on, I notice.
How so?
It's just one of these things. We will certainly unpack a lot of stuff over the course of the next couple of hours, but I got to tell you something. I am absolutely thrilled for our guests who are here in the studio. I became aware of the great work you all are doing because Matt Doherty brought me into the knowledge cone there. So, Coach, introduce the guests and what it is that we're up to today.
Sure. I watch Cornerstone Chapel at Leesburg, Virginia. Mm-hmm. Gary Hamrick is a terrific pastor. And my wife and I and another couple went up to his service about a year ago, and we were supposed to go to Israel with him and a large group last October, but obviously because of the war. So we watch religiously, no pun intended. Oh, wow. That was pretty good. Wow. That was pretty good, right? You see what I did there? And this beautiful lady comes on, and she's talking about this Christian school in Huntersville, and her name is Melissa Gibbs, and you recognize the Gibbs name.
Sure.
Because of her, you know, father-in-law,
correct?
Joe Gibbs, legendary football coach and then NASCAR team owner. And so she's talking about putting this Christian school in the Charlotte area, in Huntersville. And like, we need that. Matter of fact, I contacted, and I think I said this to you, Melissa, I contacted through email Cornerstone Chapel because they opened a high school up in Leesburg for, you know, the Christian community. And I thought we needed that in this community. So I was actually doing research. What's the market like? What's tuition at the different schools? And she had already started it. I'm like, that's pretty cool. And so they had an open house. And that's where I met her co-founder and Tar Heel, Nicole Bryan. And we just showed up, my wife and I, in support. I don't know how we can help. But I just felt like we need a good Christian-based education for young people, because I think Ronald Reagan said something about losing a generation. Just take a generation to lose what we have in this country.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And my sisters are educators, and I always felt like the thing that we invest in the least in this country is education. And then on top of that, Christian education. And we can't duck that. We can't be afraid of that. And my mission is to make a positive impact on the people I meet, the groups I work with, while dropping breadcrumbs to the Lord. And I said, I got to go meet these ladies and see what they're all about. And so immediately they had an open house that was packed. All right, packed. And my wife and I went, and I said, we need to get them on the radio because we need this message to get out, mm-hmm. that there is hope for young families and young kids to get a quality education that is not going to be driven by some twisted government, and it's going to be Christian-based. And, oh, by the way, you can also experience the arts and high-level sports. And one thing, and I'm curious, I loved what I saw as the trade. You're going to teach some trade to because I work with executive coaches, and we are all looking for electricians, plumbers, HVAC. They're dying because everyone in that industry is retired out, and it hasn't been cool for the next generation.
Right.
So I just covered a lot. So welcome, Nicole and Melissa. We're excited to have you here and spread the word about Ambassador Christian School.
So, Melissa, tell us about what you've got in mind.
Well, it is, like Matt said, it's the high school. Mm-hmm. So we're focusing just on grades 9 through 12, and we're opening with just 9 through 11, and we are opening this fall.
Awesome.
In August. And I think our head of school said it best the night that you attended our interest meeting. that when Christian is your middle name, as it is, Ambassador Christian School, mm-hmm. you want it done with excellence.
Right.
So we wanted to create something where families don't have to choose between, you know, the faith-based, values-driven culture of a small Christian school mm-hmm. and all the amenities and facilities and programs and high-level stuff that the public schools are bringing.
Right.
You shouldn't have to sacrifice one for the other. So we're trying to create something where parents don't have to choose. They can have it all, and it can be done really well.
I mean, it's absolutely incredible, Nicole. I mean, this idea that, you know, people typically will, you know, feel like in the public arena, you've got to put the lamp under the, you know, under the lampshade, right? You can't be that bright light to the world. Talk a little bit about how you got involved and what it is that you're looking for, too, with this.
Well, Melissa and I have been working on this for almost 3 years now. We really started out with our mission and our vision, you know, which is bold.
Right.
We really feel like the Lord gave us a pretty bold calling.
Uh-huh.
And to your point about, you know, kind of hiding, that's really the opposite of what we want to do. We feel like there are lots of opportunities for people to be involved in different schools and different options, but we want to be bold in our faith and do something where there's not a lot of options now. So our mission is to provide an opportunity to students to thrive in an environment where unique giftedness is celebrated. That goes back to kind of Matt's part about the workmanship or the industrial arts, where individual strengths are developed, where virtue is valued, mm-hmm. And where truth is authentically explored. So we're just trying to do something different.
That's
we
great.
Felt called to do that, so I'm excited that we've been given the opportunity.
That's phenomenal.
Nicole and Melissa, how did you two come together? How did you two get to know each other?
Church.
We go to church together.
We're in a couple of Bible studies together.
And then how did this idea, this concept evolve?
It started because I just finished a degree in school counseling, and my kids, I've just launched the last one, and so I have an empty nest and bandwidth to do something else. And so I thought, great, I will go be a counselor at the local high school. I started in 2018. I got out in 2021. In the middle was 2020.
Wow.
And that's when the wheels kind of came off and people started yelling at school board meetings. And I was doing a practicum and an internship in the public high school right after that time. And so as I graduated in 2021 and started looking around and thinking, where do I want to work? Because the public school is probably not going to mm-hmm. like what I'm about, and it's mutual. So I started thinking, looking at our options and thinking, why don't we have an excellent, thriving, exciting Christian school that I want to work for? And then I got out of my own self and started thinking, well, if I can't find a place to work, parents are probably finding it hard to find a place that they're excited about for their kids. And it just seemed like the demographics are there. We've got such growth on our side of town, and we just don't have a lot of Christian school options.
Yeah.
So thought somebody should do that. We tried to get our church to do it, and you know, it just seemed like, gosh, maybe it's us.
Kept looking around, and you were the two left
who's
standing.
Who's gonna do
this? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and it just seemed like maybe it's us.
Oh, okay, we're gonna grab a break in here real quick because I want to come back. I got a couple questions.
I've got a bunch of questions,
and he's got a bunch of questions. So stick around.
Yeah,
we're talking to these great folks from Ambassador Christian School. It's really a great thing to hear that you guys are putting this together. You're listening to Brett and the coach, Matt Doherty. News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. Brett Witterbull alongside the coach. And we have these great folks from Ambassador Christian School joining us here today, Melissa and Nicole. And this is such an exciting project that they're doing. Coach, I know you've been looking and talking about some of the opportunities that are here. Give us a little breakdown.
Well, I love the niche because they touched on it earlier. Nicole did. You know, you would think back in the day, Christian school, it's a small little gym. Like as a guy, like I want a big gym. I want to compete for championships. I want to get coached. I don't want to just go to, you know, this Christian school, wear a tie and get my butt kicked on Friday night. Right?
Right.
That's what
right.
the kids, you know, you
exactly.
got to think like the kids are thinking.
Of course you do.
And the parents want the kids to get this Christian-based education and be in a safe environment. And so now I think both worlds seem to be coming together. You know, mm-hmm. you're giving what the kids want and what the parents want. And that's a sweet spot that you're finding. And so a couple of questions. What is tuition? What would it cost someone to send their son or daughter to your school?
The tuition's set at $22,750,
mm-hmm.
But we do have a really robust financial aid program that we've put in place, and we determined from the beginning that all the donations that come into us, we tithe off of those and give those back to our families.
Gotcha. So talk about donations. How can somebody donate to this cause? Because you don't have a church, you know, like funneling funds and people to your endeavor. What's the best way for people to donate to Ambassador Christian School?
What I think the best way probably is to go to our website, which mm-hmm. is ambassadorchristian.com,
mm-hmm.
and then reach out to me or to Melissa or our head of school or somebody on our team. We have lots of wishes and needs to help us, you know, build this amazing school. But there's lots of opportunities from, you know, small donations. We have, we just got a...
Naming rights?
We just got a very generous gift. I guess it was last week to, as you mentioned, we've got an incredible basketball gym. We've got an auditorium where we can seat 2,100 students or people. But to the basketball court, we just got a very generous donation last week for somebody to redo our whole basketball court.
Really?
And gym and paint, and the floor is going to be amazing. So there's big opportunities like that, too, if people want to partner with us. As you said, we don't have a church. We're independent. Right. And so we would love for people to partner with us.
What exit off of 77?
We're right off of exit 25.
25 in Huntersville.
In Huntersville.
And then you said this off air, I believe. You're tied into the Jumpman?
We are. So we're
That's pretty
cool. excited about that. Our students are really excited. Based on what we've been told, there are a maximum of 200 schools in the country who are allowed to be a Nike Jumpman school. And I think we are one of two.
Three in the
three,
state.
That's right.
We got charter, if you will.
Right. So we're one of three schools in the state of North Carolina who can the Jumpman logo on our uniforms. And so we're pretty pumped about that.
That's pretty cool. I played with that guy in college. And when that all came to fruition, when he told me that, I mean, literally, I was sitting in the basketball office, and he comes out after talking to our coach, Dean Smith. And even then, we were sneakerheads. We just had three options, like Adidas, Chuck Taylors, and generic Nikes. And he comes out, so I'm like, Mike, you know, what shoe are you going to wear? And he's like, you know, he's kind of going from one leg to the other, bobbing his head. He goes, Nike's going to make me a shoe, and they're going to call it the Air Jordan. And he walked out the door, and I said to myself, that cocky son of a gun. And a year later, I'm working in New York City on Wall Street, and I'm just trying to stay in shape. So I'm running up Broadway, and this big bus pulls up to the bus stop. And on the side of the bus is the logo, Michael Jordan dunking over the Chicago skyline. And like, that son of a gun. Yeah. It's truly amazing, the impact that he has had with that shoe, and that we're talking about it here, and how that's an attraction to young people today from a 62-year-old man. Pretty cool. I'm really like, okay, basketball. I love basketball. I love sports. You know, I think that brings people, the community together. It attracts young people. It gets you in the news, hopefully for the right thing. But the thing that I'm really interested in, because I know the need in the business community, tell us more about the industrial arts and tech, you know, division, if you will, curriculum.
Yeah, I think when we pitch the vision of the school to people, people are tracking with the idea that we need more Christian schools, and they're worried about values, and they're worried about all the things parents are worried about. But then when we get to the part where we bring up the skilled trades and the industrial arts, people get really energized. They're like, yes, I'm so glad y'all are doing that. Somebody's got to do that. In my generation, it was commonplace. Like you called it shop class.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's been gone for, you know, several decades. And so, like Nicole was saying earlier, we've just basically told kids who are gifted with their hands and they like to build and create and make and fix, we've told them that, you know, that's right. Not the highest and best use of your time.
Yeah, you got to read this book and write a paper, and they're like, what? Yes. Right?
So we're trying to recognize that God made everybody differently, wired them differently, gave them different gifts and talents, and that we need all of them to work together to form a healthy society. And so from a practical standpoint, if we don't have electricians and HVAC people and
plumbers,
welders and plumbers, like, we don't function. But from a holistic perspective, if you're a person who's wired to do those things and you're told that your gifts aren't valued or aren't important, then that's really a shame. So we're going to do it differently.
We got another break.
Can we
keep them here?
Of course, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. We're just going to get another break in. It is great to hear this from you guys. It's absolutely inspiring.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. Brett Witterbold, the coach, Matt Doherty in the house, and of course, we've got Melissa
Nicole.
You know what happened?
Nicole.
You know, I didn't come in with the headphones on, and it threw me. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
It threw me. I got the headphones off right now. Let me defer to the coach, because I'm going to have a question, but I want the coach to ask his questions first.
I got a couple of questions. We talked off the air about calling prep. Explain that. What is calling prep?
Well, calling prep is one of our distinctives. We don't know of schools who are doing this, and this is very important to us. Give you a little quick story. When our oldest was 16, we took him to a place, and they did whole day's worth of aptitude testing.
Uh-huh.
And it was really enlightening because, you know, from our biblical worldview, we see that as just identifying the way God made him.
Right.
What is his skill set? What are his gifts?
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of inspired us, and we started talking. We've got this incredible, amazing staff, and they have done this particular program or something similar to this in another Christian school. But it's basically every student who comes into Ambassador will have this aptitude testing.
Mm-hmm.
There will also be a series of interest tests and things like that. But that will allow us to kind of partner with parents to identify how is your student uniquely made.
That's right.
We know they were made for a purpose.
Not putting everybody into a square peg.
Exactly.
Not everyone's going to be a doctor. Not everyone's going to be an engineer. And as a result, that young person will feel fulfilled, self-worth, valued, better for mental health, less addiction to drugs, all down the line.
That's right.
Talk about facilities, because kids want, you touched on a little bit, but talk more about the facilities, especially as it relates to sports and the arts and the industrial arts. You talk about this place like building a kit car or something like that. That sounds pretty cool, right? Melissa, go ahead.
Okay. We do have an amazing building, and it is 88,000 square feet. It was a former church. It has two incredible spaces that make up the bulk of the building. One is an auditorium that seats 2,100. So we have a vehicle for an amazing, especially performing arts program. And we also have a gym that's existing. On the property, we also have space to do an athletic field. We have future plans and have already bought land for the Workmanship Center, which is the industrial arts building mm-hmm. that you're talking about. And there's a lot of local industries that are very excited about partnering with us on that building because they need apprentices.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so when we get to that place where we can expand, we think we're going to have a lot of community buy-in.
What is it required to enter Ambassador Christian? Do you have to be a Christian? Do you have to be of a certain faith? Tell us more about that.
You don't. So we are what is called an open enrollment school.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on our website. We have our statement of beliefs, and we have what we call our ambassador DNA. So you don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to be a member of a church. But we do ask that everybody that comes just understands that we are a Christian school and that they understand what our statement of beliefs are and understand what we will be teaching,
mm-hmm.
And that they have an openness to that. So you don't have to be a Christian to come.
When you both put your head on the pillow at night, what do you vision that Ambassador Christian School will be in 25 years? What's it going to look like? What do you want it to look like? If you could do anything, dream anything, what will it be?
Dreaming anything, we're totally built out, debt-free, and we have replicated the model in other places around the country. And our idea is to be a city on a hill. We want to be the place where all of the teenagers want to be, and all of the people who teach, that's the coveted job, is landing a job at Ambassador Christian, because the culture will be so rich that you wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Culture. Talk about culture all the time. Every organization is made up of three things. I call it the organizational triangle: talent, systems, and culture. The better your systems, the better your culture, the better talent you'll attract, retain, mm-hmm. perform. But at the end of the day, you could have great systems, great talent, but if you have a bad culture, nothing else matters. Culture is king. And so I like that. Why purple? Why the color purple? You both come in here with beautiful purple blouses. Purple is your color. Purple was okay. I like purple until I went to coach at the University of Kansas, and K-State was purple. And I wore a pair of purple shorts to the golf course, and everybody in Lawrence looked at me like,
what are you doing?
Like my purple ties with Grace. I liked all that. Threw them all away. Why purple?
Well, our building, our facilities, Melissa's talked about, we've been blessed, really, with this incredible facility and this incredible location. I'm not sure if we mentioned, we have about 30 acres, so we definitely have room to expand. I think, too, we have two commercial kitchens, so we'll have culinary. But when we first bought this building, we walked in. At the time, there were 2,700 seats in the auditorium. We've since taken over some of that space for classroom space, but all of the seats in the auditorium were this beautiful purple. And so it's sort of a funny story because we're thinking like, well, I thought I liked purple. Melissa, she liked purple. Well, then when we were told that to replace the seats would be $17.50 a seat.
Then you love purple. We love purple.
And we did the math really quick.
No, you love green more.
Right. We said, we love purple. Purple is a great color for Ambassador Christian because we don't want to, and they're beautiful seats, so there's no need to replace them.
One question I failed to ask, what's the nickname? Ambassador what?
We're the Lions.
The Lions. Okay, how the Lions? Why the Lions?
Ambassador Lions.
Every Christian school is either a lion, an eagle, or a knight.
And we tried to find something creative and unique, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And then we just finally circled back to, we're the Lions.
The Lions. Ambassador Lions. I love it.
And look, I mean, it's phenomenal.
It works.
I tell you, if my kids were of age, this is where my wife and I would send our kids, because it's much needed. You're doing God's work. Thank you for that. And personally, I support that in any way I can. So I hope you call upon me and us going forward.
Great.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. We will. We really will.
Yeah.
Thank
God bless you both.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Melissa and Nicole, Ambassador Christian School, ambassadorchristian.com.
The Lions.
The Lion.
Yeah,
look,
the Lions roar.
The Lion is the king of the jungle, and purple is
royalty.
Is royalty.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Circle of Life. Hakuna Matata. News Talk 1110.
Let's go to break before you kill the show.
Oh, no.